This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Session. Yeah, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have pleasure. What is that? Pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, a book written by a guy named Joe Messina, who, you know, you deal with all the things that we've been told that we can't deal with, that we were told were wrong, that we were told, you know, are bad. Bible Thumping, bad. Right-Wing, bad. White Guy, even worse. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you have spent with me. Also, you can. I've got books up there. I mean, T-shirts, stand. We have coffee mugs. We have all kinds of stuff that'll help me buy new underwear, new pants, and new shirts. You know, really help out. Help out the cause. You know what I'm saying? So, the I didn't get to the story last time, and I meant to. So I'm just going to start banging some of these out that I never really get to, and I should. Student had to apologize, which is just nuts. For wearing a Chicago Blackhawks sweatshirt to class. Now, at Bethel University, a student, you know, had to issue this apology. I guess he had to do it not just in the open, but maybe in writing. I can't really tell from here. And the apology was for wearing a Chicago Blackhawks sweatshirt to class after he was told the clothing was offensive and hurtful. I don't know to who. Indians. There's no such thing as Indians. You mean indigenous Americanis? Or I don't even know what they're called. Anyway. The controversy unfolded at the small Minnesota-based Christian college in a class called Social Perspectives, Human Worth, and Social Action, which delves into the themes of culture, power, and oppression in America. Now, that's according to its online description. Student Cody Albrecht, who is from Chicago, came to class wearing his home team's apparel in mid-April, then offered to turn it inside out after becoming aware of the unease in his classroom because who in the classroom was upset? So somebody writes, I guess it looked like it was on Twitter or something, says, so your college professor is Native American, a Native American who has spoken multiple times about the offensiveness of Indian mascots, yet you come to class with an Indian mascot sprawled across your shirt. Bold move, sir. Somebody have taken that down. A week after he wore the sports apparel, and after an alleged meeting with the head of the social work department to discuss the situation, Albrecht issued a formal apology to the class. Professor Jacob suggested it was a teachable moment. I'm glad to say that this became an incredible learning opportunity for the student. We had a lengthy conversation about it. And the student really listened to why those images are so offensive and hurtful. Albrecht declined to comment on this article, telling the news source that he did not want to disrupt the reconciliation that has already been done. This is amazing. I mean, look, I have to look at depictions of Italians every day, and funny jokes and pictures. But think about the movies. Think about the sitcoms. Think about the shows that go on TV that depict Italians as either mafioso or thugs or pizza shop owners. I mean, think about it. We deal with this every day of the week. What is the big whoop? Seriously. He's a pizza shop owner. He's a store owner. My God, you mean he's an entrepreneur? That's a bad thing? When did that become a bad thing? Now, one student told the local news source that he thought the reconciliation could be better described as a public shaming. It was not necessary to get to the head of his major's department involved, said the student. They were just using intimidation tactics like they do on many campuses. The student wanted to remain anonymous, he said, because the issue is controversial and he doesn't want any garbage. Isn't that sad? Other students expressed their frustrations in the comments section of the Clarion Facebook page. One commenter thinks that the professor needs to start teaching his students how to think instead of force-feeding them his fringe opinion. Right? One person said, and we get the same comments on ours when we post stories like this. Is this satire? This is a joke, right? This isn't a real story. We get that all the time. Some praised the way the situation was handled. Some took a more lighthearted approach. One said, this seems pretty ridiculous, although as a Wild fan, I am pretty triggered by the Blackhawks. I mean, we truly do go over the top with this. Now, I understand that some of these groups are offended by it. I get it. But when you talk, I mean, we've done stories on this in the past. The larger the American Indian groups, I don't know, I guess there's a larger association where they get together. And those say they are not so much offended by these things. Really. And when they're not offended by them, why do we as white folk, whatever you want to call us, why do we care? If they don't want it, if it doesn't bother them, if it doesn't make a big deal, why do we care? Oh, God, come on. This is a good one, too. Maybe I'll save this one for the next. A minority students feel marginalized by historic buildings imposing, you ready for this one? Masculine paneling. I don't even know what masculine paneling is. I must be the idiot in the room. Or I'm not triggered by it, one of the two. Maybe I don't want to know. That could be true, too. Also, the coroner said the teen drinking Mountain Dew latte, an energy drink, is really what caused the caffeine-induced cardiac event. That's a South Carolina student who collapsed at school last month, and he died from heart complications. This is a sad, sad story. We'll tell you about it after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Looked into the real friend on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you don't want to hear your voice? You don't want to deal with any of that? You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And, you know, I love this stuff. I love some of these. I know I shouldn't. I know it's not the right thing to do to kind of laugh at somebody else's misfortune. But some of these people, I believe, bring it on themselves. Kind of where my head's at. Doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just saying. I really believe that some of these people bring all this onto themselves. So the and again, I'm not telling you the story thinking it's funny and what have you, but it's, you know, you parents, us parents, you people out there who think that none of this is a big deal and everybody else does it and it's just the latest fad or craze or whatever, you know what? It's not. Our kids get in trouble on a regular basis because it gets sucked in to what's going on around them, what their friends and buddies are doing. There's a family mourning in South Carolina because their son collapsed at a school last month. He died from heart complications, and he didn't have any issues. He didn't have any heart problems until he got too much caffeine in him. Now, a Richard County coroner announced on Monday that this was a mix of Mountain Dew. Well, here, let me. Spring Hill High School student David Cripp died of a caffeine-induced cardiac event causing a probable arrhythmia. Now, Watts attended a press conference. He is the local coroner with Cripp's father on Monday to discuss the case and said that Davis Cripp had no pre-existing or undiagnosed heart problems. He wasn't addicted to caffeinated beverages or anything like that. Now, on April 26th, David bought a McDonald's latte around 12:30. He drank a large diet Mountain Dew a short time after that. And then shortly after that, he consumed an unidentified energy drink. And by about 2:28, now think about it, he started his caffeine drinking binge at 12:30. 2 hours later, this young, healthy man, was dead. He collapsed in class. Now, Cripp's father, Sean Cripp, begged parents to watch what their children are drinking and to cut out energy drinks. Look, you don't have to cut this stuff out. You just have to watch it. You have to pay attention to it. They shouldn't be dependent at that age on caffeine to keep them running and going and awake. Right? It wasn't a car crash that took this kid's life. It was an energy drink. When he did the press conference, he said, I stand in front of you, a broken-hearted father, and hope that something good can come from this, Cripp said. Parents, please talk to your kids about the dangers of these energy drinks and teenagers and students, and please stop buying them. There's no reason to consume this amount of caffeine. He's right. No reason for me to. And I can't stay awake half the time. I put myself to sleep. Cripps and Watts pointed out that the student was an advocate against drugs and alcohol. Cripp was totally against drugs. He was totally against alcohol. He didn't do anything like that. But, you know, addictions are addictions, people. I don't care whether it's those e-cigarettes or caffeine or whatever, they are addictions. You ask somebody who's a lifelong coffee drinker, I know there's been a few times in my life that I got sick. And when I sit in bed for a day or two and I've had no coffee for a whole day, 24, 48 hours, I get a tad of a headache. I get a little irritated, as they say. By the way, just a tad. Jackie in red, I want to welcome you from Ohio. I know you. It looks like you're from different parts of Ohio, but I want to thank you for listening, tuning in, and grabbing the show. I do appreciate it. Most parents think that ingesting caffeine is not a big deal. You know, hey, I did it when I was a kid. I did it when I was in high school. I did it when I was in college. But these caffeine drinks, these lattes, I mean, they are crammed with this stuff. Watch what I'm saying. We lost Davis from a total legal substance. Thinking about it. But it was an abuse of a legal substance. You've got to teach your kids boundaries. Teach your kids that just because it's for sale doesn't mean it's okay. Richard County Deputy Chief Medical Examiner Amy Durso told the state it was the amount of caffeine that he ingested in a short time frame. That's what proved to be deadly. No time for that stuff to work through his body. A cup of coffee, a can of soda isn't going to cause this thing, she said. It's the amount and within the time frame that these caffeinated beverages are consumed. And this isn't a normal story we do. I get it. But I need you to pay attention to your kids, seriously. I need you to understand what these simple things can do to you. And these kids are very, you know, they're very ingenious about taking this stuff, getting this stuff, and what have you. They can have it in classes. They can have these drinks in classes. Go grab an energy drink. Go grab the can of the energy drink that your son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson, granddaughter has thrown in the garbage and check it out. Now, some people don't get much of an effect from this. I know caffeine for me, man, it almost puts me to sleep at this point. I could drink a half a pot, two-thirds of a pot, and go to bed. South Carolina Coroner's Association President Dennis Fowler told the state that he thinks this caffeine-induced death is the first in that state. He says it's the only one that we've had to deal with or we've heard about, and I think they should do, you know, not to hurt the parents. They need to do more investigating on this. You know, and get the message out to kids. Get the message out there as to how bad this stuff actually can be for you. All right, another crazy story. I love this one. I don't get it, but I love this one. Minority students feel marginalized by historic buildings imposing masculine paneling. Now, this goes right to the snowflakes that we talk about on a regular basis. So if everything that offends you, everything that isn't quite right, maybe not colorful enough, doesn't have the right design, you've decided needs to go. Minority students at the University of Michigan have apparently felt intimidated by the interior wood paneling found throughout the historic Michigan Union building. Historic. Some of that paneling is as old as the school. And it wasn't cheap. And the craftsmanship that went into putting that paneling up, to finishing it off. Anna Wimbleman, former president of the Building a Better Michigan, an organization that voices student concerns about university development, stated at a student government meeting in late March that minority students felt marginalized by quiet, imposing, masculine paneling found throughout the 100-year-old building. Because this is what they need to spend money on now, is tearing all this out and putting new stuff in, right? But you know what? Don't use paneling. Use that rubber stuff that they put on the walls so these people don't hurt themselves walking through the hallway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always say it when I hear this song. Could you make this song today? It's so misogynistic. I guess music doesn't matter, because that's art. You can say or do anything you want to in music, and nobody really gets upset or mad or has a major meltdown. Maybe they do. They just don't tell us. I don't know. Hey, in case you hadn't heard. You know, I'm going to blow this, because I never do it right. But in case you haven't heard, let's see. This guy?
At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources.
Right, so three people that were in the room with the president, three trusted sources, three people that are involved in the security of our nation said nothing was discussed. However, conversation from an anonymous source on a piece of paper we can't see to see where it came from, who it came from, and how it got here, that was printed by the Washington Compost, that all of a sudden, unbelievable. I'm sorry, it was the New York Compost, not the... Anyway. Oh, just a little lighthearted second. All right, so we were talking about the minority students who feel marginalized because the building has imposing masculine paneling. Now, I'm looking at the paneling, and I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing here. What's the big whoop? It's the old style... Well, it's older than that, but in the 70s, it's the kind of paneling we always saw in the hall, in our own hallways back on the East Coast. And nobody really thought about it. So the building dubbed by campus officials as one of the University of Michigan's most recognizable landmarks is set to undergo a massive $85 million renovation project. Now, because of that, they've asked the students, this is strike 1, 2, and 3, for input as to what should go in there. Now, that's because the union houses many offices shared by dozens of students, organizations, and Wimbledon made her comments as the student government discussed the latest developments for the renovation project. Now, the union building is a student center. It hosts all kinds of events and orientations, and you'll see a lot of students come through there, a lot of new students come through especially. And students have voiced their opinion regarding the renovations. Now, they want to make sure they want to be part of the floor plan. Seriously. They want to be totally part of the redesign. I would get them in a room and just ask them some of the niceties they'd like to have, what they feel was missing in the old building, and then give them a lollipop and send them on their way. Or maybe give them, a warm little fuzzy dog stuffed animal to pat, and so they have a little trigger soothing moment. I don't even know what to call it. I can't even get the stuff off my tongue. So I asked to weigh in on Wimbledon's comments. Campus spokesman Rick Fitzgerald stated that in an email to the College Fix that the concern about the paneling is not something that has been brought forward to the university as a concern from students, right? The students involved in developing the project don't really care about this one way or the other. But other students have expressed a desire that the renovation assures welcoming and inviting to new students, including minority ones. So I don't get that. Beautiful wood paneling is not inviting. I mean, the craftsmanship that went in is not inviting. I don't know. It's confusing to me. So there is a significant... What the heck? Oh, there you go. There is a significant presence of wood paneling all through the building. Now, the president of building, a Better Michigan, Jazz Testy, stated that Wimbledon's comments wasn't necessarily about the wood paneling. He said, I believe it was an offhand comment about how many students felt marginalized by the quiet... Oh, God. By the quiet nature of the building when they entered. Can somebody help me with this? Because I am not a well-educated man. Seriously. I'm not joking. I'm not even making fun of myself. I'm not well-educated. But how are you marginalized by the quiet nature of a building? My wife and I love quiet time. I mean, why does a college campus, a high school campus, every square inch of every area have to be chaotic and crazy? Maybe I'm missing something here. I don't really know. But don't you want some quiet time? Don't you want a place you can go and kind of get quiet, stretch out, get with your thoughts? I used to get mad at my kid. I don't know. Whoever came up with that iPod. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's an Apple product and some of you will feel bad. But the bottom line was they don't think anymore. They bombard their brain with the music 24/7 and there's no time to think things through. Right? No time to work it through in your head. Let's see what else. What else do I have here to play with? Oh, I like this one. I think we already been through this one, but now this is version 2. And this is what happens when you give in to the thugs. When you give in to the inmates running the asylum, this is what happens. Black student group at UC Santa Cruz threatens more campus takeovers if additional demands are not met. Isn't that wonderful? So they gave them what they wanted the first time. Now they want more. Because they think, they know, they believe they can get away with it. The University of California and Santa Cruz administrators recently agreed to meet to all four demands lodged by a black student group. They hung out in the campus building, and they wouldn't leave until the conditions were met. I would have thrown them out of school and then have them arrested for trespassing. But in addition to the four initial stipulations, the group now has made three other demands to the university. It's warned UC Santa Cruz that it has 4 months to comply with these demands or more reclamations will result. I'd let them go in there. I would lock them in. I would remove all the toilet paper. I would shut the water off. I would have a field day. I would let them do this and I would have a field day. After 3 days of occupation by students of Kerr Hall, Chancellor George Blumenthal agreed to give all Black and Caribbean identified students a 4-year housing guarantee to live in the Rosa Parks African American themed house, bring back the building's lounge, paint its exterior the Pan African colors of red, green, and black, and force all new incoming students to go through a mandatory diversity competency training. You know what? There are universities across the country now that are seeing backlashes from their alma mater, I mean, from their
donors.
That's the word I was looking for. Not really, but close enough. Benefactors. That's the word I was looking for, right? And they're seeing, you know, less young people wanting to come to that college because kids don't want the drama. When they're coming out of high school, they don't want all that drama. They want to go to school. Man, they want to party somewhat. I get all of that. But they don't want to go through all this garbage. I can tell you that from talking to young people. Anyway, yet the African American Black Student Alliance also demanded 3 additional provisions from UC Santa Cruz. And it was posted on their website. The group stipulated that if by fall quarter 2017, the university does not provide detailed plans on how to fulfill its new demands, there'll be more reclamations. Let them do it. Throw them out. Get it over with. The alliance demands the university purchase a property to serve as a low-income housing cooperative for historically disadvantaged students. They want to create the projects of old. They didn't work then. They're not going to work now. You're going to put low-income housing in there. Okay? They're not going to pay for anything. The kids are going to, it happened before, it's going to happen again, and it has nothing to do with color or anything else, but when you got no skin in the game, you won't take care of it. So they'll buy that piece of property, they'll build low housing on there, and then when nobody takes care of it, who gets stuck with the maintenance bill? If you live in California, you and I do. So no, I wouldn't do it. I would tell them to find another college to go to. When they signed up or they enrolled in this college, guess what? They didn't have any of the stuff then. They're not getting it now. That's where my head would be. I know, it's a little harsh. We make them feel bad. Anyway, when we come back. I forgot what story we're going to do. I'll find it and let you know later. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side. Oh, go get a drink. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about after.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. How appropriate that song is, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me, because I know that you've got other things you could be doing. You could be spending time with other people. So I got two great stories if I get through them. I'm not so sure I can, but I am going to try. So the first one really tinges me. And you'll know why when I get into it. And, you know, New England, for years, up until recently, well, my recently, in the 70s, I remember, that, you know, people who wanted to pray for you or wanted to help you out or said God bless you, and it was always considered a good thing. It was a positive thing. Whether you believed in God or not, they understood the message. There was a latitude or an understanding that, okay, they're just trying to tell me to have a nice day. I'm not going to sit here and get in an argument with them and say, hey, I don't believe in God. That's kind of offensive. Why don't you just tell me to have a nice day? Not a big deal, right? And we took things for what they were meant, not for what we thought they meant. So a school worker in Augusta, Maine. Boy, my boss almost came back, right? Augusta, Maine, was ordered to stop using religious phrases like, I'll pray for you, And you were in my prayers. Because such language is not allowed inside of public school buildings, even in private conversations with coworkers, which is not true. It's a lie. Right? I'm just telling you. Now, the Augusta School Department launched an investigation of Toni Richardson after they alleged that she imposed some strong religious and spiritual belief systems towards a coworker. Now, imposing a religion on someone is a serious allegation. Was Ms. Richardson focusing on her coworker to convert her to Christianity? Did she attempt to baptize her against her will? Held her down, maybe sprinkled her with water, whatever. When somebody sneezes and I'm on the school grounds, I say, God bless you. You need to convert. I mean, really. I mean, how often do you hear that kind of thing? Now, according to an official memorandum from the school district, Ms. Richardson had told a colleague that she was going to pray for him. And it just so happens that Mr. Richardson and the colleagues attend the same church. Back in 2016, the colleague had been having a difficult time adjusting to his new job, and Ms. Richardson did what most Christians would do. She told him that she would be praying for him. Now, think about that. So, when you tell somebody to be praying for them, most people understand. Devout atheists understand that what that means is that you're, if they don't believe in God, that you're wishing them well. That you'd be praying, or, you know, it's really funny. If I had said, I'll be sending good thoughts your way, that would have been fine, right? I'll be sending positive vibes your way. That would have been all funny. And that is a belief system of sorts. But any Christian, to another Christian especially, will say, I'll be praying for you, bro. You going through some stuff? Yeah, I'll be praying for you. And most Christians don't have a problem with it. I don't believe that most Christians have said, I actually pray for you, but that's a story for another day. The district sent Ms. Richardson a coaching memorandum, warning her that such language is not acceptable, even if the other person attends the same church as you. She was not even allowed to use the word blessing. In the context of the separation of church and state, this case prohibits public school-sponsored religious expression, the memo read. Therefore, in the future, it's imperative that you do not use phrases that integrate public and private belief systems when in public schools. Again, not true. She was also specifically ordered not to make any reference to your spiritual or religious beliefs. The district warned her that any additional interactions would lead to disciplinary action or even dismissal. You know, most people believe that when other people see, God bless you. Atheists say God bless you for God's sakes. It's not a big deal. Not the end of the world. I was shocked that my employer punished me for privately telling a coworker I would pray for him. And I'm afraid I'll lose my job if someone hears me privately discussing my faith with a coworker. In America, this is happening, people. Now, fortunately, Ms. Richardson had the good sense to contact First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's most prominent religious liberty law firms. No one should be threatened with losing their job for privately telling a coworker that they're going to pray for them, First Liberty attorney Jeremy Dyes told the news source. School employers are not required to hide their faith from each other while on campus. First Liberty Institute and the Eaton Peabody Law Firm filed a formal complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleging religious discrimination and retaliation. Now, the August Public Schools did what they did by punishing Toni for discussing her faith in a private conversation with a coworker is unconscionable. And that's according to Timothy Woodcock, the attorney, another attorney. The law is clear. Employers cannot discriminate against employees who privately discuss their faith while at work. People ask you questions all the time. What are you supposed to do? Go, shh, I'll meet you out the sidewalk. I mean, really, seriously. We had a situation with a teacher a couple of months ago who was talking about, you know, would say, hey, what goes around comes around. First in, last out, but she did it probably more formal way than I do it. And when somebody said, what did you learn those, or where did you get those sayings? She told the student, well, they're from the Bible. Student asked for a copy of the Bible, teacher gave him a copy of the Bible, and was disciplined over it. Nuts. The student asked for it. This wasn't a conversion in the middle of the classroom. This wasn't somebody, you know, proselytizing there on school grounds. Again, when it comes to defending religious liberty, First Liberty is like a pit bull going after a pork chop. Now, it sounds like the Augusta School Department might need a word of prayer themselves, don't you think? We'll see. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on this. We'll see where it's going to go. Because I don't like this. They never have, and I don't care. I know some of you won't agree with me, but I don't care what side of religion you're on or not on or what have you. I'll defend your right not to pray. Right? If you're Buddhist or a spiritualist or any of those, I don't even know what they do. I don't know what scripture they read. I really don't know what they do. But does it mean that they don't have a right to do it? And finally, this one you'll really like. This, my kids talk about this. I talk about this with them. This whole adulting thing is really getting in their way of life. But Maine and Portland, they have an adulting school for millennials that teaches them basic life skills. I think it's great. I mean, it's crazy great. So the School for Adults in Portland, Maine was launched last year as a modern-day home economics class for millennials to learn how to become adults, and it's now evolving into a live stream. It's now evolving into a live streaming lessons over social media as its founders prepare to launch it online as well. It was a great idea, especially for millennials. And it's all centered on the very basic skills that parents are supposed to teach their kids but never do. Really, guys, seriously. Looking somebody in the face when you're talking to them, looking them in the eyes when you're talking to them, right? Standing up straight, you know, putting your hand in their hand when you shake their hand, giving them more than a dead fish. These are not bad things to do. These aren't 1950s thoughts. I want a young man or woman that is sure of themselves, can look me in the eye, tell me what they got going on. Now, basic skills. Parents should be teaching the kids. Give it a good handshake. Talking politely on the phone. Balancing a checkbook. You know, on the phone. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. No. That doesn't work. Just simple, old-fashioned. Balancing a checkbook. How about that one? Now, the school founded by therapist Rachel Weinstein and educator Katie Burnett currently offer a wide variety of lessons locally through the week under four major topic areas: finances, make it, fix it, health and wellness, and relationships and community. I think it's a great idea. I think they cover almost everything that is essential adult skills, and we'll have different courses underneath, but we have live events. We also, they're also launching an online school that is also a community where people can get together and just talk about the challenges that they're having. And technology is changing things. They should be changing things. Should be changing the way we teach, the way we reach out to young men and women, help them. I mean, most kids today leaving home would think they got it together. They don't know how to turn on the gas, electricity, water on an apartment. They don't know how to get their bills together and pay them. They know how to socialize because you've allowed them to do that. But when you get a kid a car or what have you, why are you paying all the bills? Make them get a job and pay some of the bills. Make them cut you a check for a portion of the insurance if they can't afford it all and you made a deal with them that has to do with school grades or something. But make them pay for some of it. Make them engage in some of it. Some of these kids don't even know what a check is for. You show them a checkbook, they don't even know where to sign it. And you can't blame anybody but ourselves for that, right? At least I think so. Now, again, I'm really excited that they're doing this, but why should they have to? Shouldn't we be doing this in high school? Shouldn't parents be doing this at home? Maybe we do some kind of safety check at high school so they don't hurt themselves writing a check. You know what I'm saying? And some of these kids who can't balance a checkbook, that's why they're buying, and you'll know what I mean by this, $33 cups of coffee at Starbucks. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me. You have a great rest of the day, and God bless.